This morning's readings come from the Gospel of John. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? The resurrection of Jesus. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of Christ.
Glory to you, Lord Christ. Amen.
You may be seated.
Christ is a reason.
Amen.
Amen. A man took a vacation to Israel with his wife and mother-in-law. During their time in the Holy Land, his mother-in-law unexpectedly passed away. The following day, the husband met with the local undertaker to discuss funeral plans. "In cases like these, there are a couple of options to choose from," the undertaker explained. "You can ship the body home in U.S. for $10,000, or you can bury her in the Holy Land for just $150. The man took a minute to think about it and then announced his decision to ship her home. The undertaker, intrigued by his decision, said, "That's an interesting choice. Can I ask why would you pay $10,000 to ship your mother-in-law home when you can easily bury her here for $150? The man promptly replied, About 2,000 years ago, a man died and was buried here. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and I cannot take that chance. No offense to anyone, okay? Jesus' resurrection is more than just a story. It was and still is the most important and significant event in human history. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." This statement might be the most important I am sayings among all those seven I am sayings only found in the Gospel of John. After having completed this year's Lenten journey together on this glorious Easter Sunday morning, my sermon title is "The Resurrection and the Life Based on Jesus' Proclamation." With this profound and significant message of Jesus, I would like to share with you my three key insights briefly. Number one, resurrection is a present reality, not just a future event. The background setting of chapter 11 of the Gospel of John shows not only the sorrowful story of the death of Lazarus, but also the amazing divine miracle of Jesus raising Lazarus to life. I am sure all of you are very familiar with this story that includes Jesus' statement, "I am the resurrection and the life." When the whole family, friends, and all the loved ones of Lazarus were grieving for his death, His sister Martha believed in a future resurrection on that last day. In John 11:24, Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Yes, Martha assumed and understood that what Jesus meant to say was about the resurrection of Lazarus or any believer to be expected in the future tense. I can imagine her tone of voice must be like, I know, Jesus. Say no more about it. Yeah, everyone knows that it will happen on the final day." Well, she was not alone. As a matter of fact, even some, if not many, Christians still today believe that the word resurrection is supposed to be realized at a future day or God's final judgment day or some vague reckoning day. However, amazingly and surprisingly, Jesus reframed this, stating that he himself is the resurrection and the life right now. He was telling her and all his future followers that resurrection life is a present, living relationship with him, not merely a distant future event. Believers can access the newness of life right now rather than after you die or after you go to heaven or some unknown or uncertain future day. Therefore, your present life in Christ with your resurrection faith must reflect this newness, new hope, and new life in Christ here and now. Number two, resurrection power is given to you with your resurrection faith in Jesus. Jesus proclaims in John 11, 25 and 26, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Jesus did not say he merely brings the resurrection or gives life. He claims to be the resurrection and the life itself. This signifies that he is the source of all life, both physical and spiritual. This statement is a declaration of his divinity and authority over death, proving that the dead will respond to his voice. Lucky Lazarus, right? He truly came back to life from death physically and supernaturally. And it only happened when Jesus himself was with Lazarus and all other loved ones. The thing is, Lazarus, even though he came back to life later when he grew older, he eventually died just as any other human being. No one lives forever physically. Human beings are all mortal beings with limited lifespans. In this sense, we must realize that our spiritual dimension and eternal life are as important as our physical body on this earth and our pursuit of a meaningful life here and now. Therefore, when you have this resurrection faith in Christ Jesus, you are also given resurrection power here and now and beyond. And just as he asked Martha, Jesus asked you and me today, do you believe this? Number three, physical death is no longer final. Again, Jesus declared that everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. While believers still face physical death, Jesus' claim means that death has lost its power or sting. Apostle Paul quotes the words of prophet Hosea in his first letter to the Corinthians. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? For the believer, death is not an ending, but a transition from an old life to a new eternal life with God. Then, at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Apostle Paul declares, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, the last verse, Apostle Paul concludes the chapter on the resurrection of Christ by encouraging you and me and everyone else with this resurrection faith here and now and beyond. Everyone, please join me in reading this passage together. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. As we are concluding the sermon series, The Message of Jesus, may you be filled with the Holy Spirit and may you always dwell in these life-transforming words of Christ Jesus. And especially today, Easter Sunday, may God empower you with this resurrection power, sustain you with his grace, and bless you with his love, here and now and forevermore. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter, everyone. Thanks be to God. Amen.